Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm David Marsland, and this is The Leader. It was only a few days ago that the choirs were out in St Paul's as part of an annual fundraising event for the Clergy Support Trust. You can watch that on the Cathedral's YouTube channel. Now this icon of the London landscape apparently needs the cash itself. So Christopher Wren's 400-year-old masterpiece could close to visitors because all those international tourists who normally fill the hall and sometimes climb the stairs of the dome haven't been coming thanks to the pandemic. The cathedral needs a lot of money for renovations and repairs. It's not coming in. Closure is not out of the question. Evening Standard's arts correspondent Robert Dex is here. Robert, St Paul's is as internationally known as the Houses of Parliament. How could it have come to this?
I suppose it comes down to St. Paul's is many things. It is a great historic building. It is a place of worship, but it is also a tourist attraction, a massive tourist attraction. If you think about every London tourist guidebook, it's probably got a picture of St. Paul's on the cover or near enough. So its income fell by 90% last year. I mean, that's an astounding figure. And that's, as I understand it, it's pretty much purely down to tourism and to the collapse of tourism, international and domestic. So if you look at the figures, I mean, they're immense. Its annual running costs are £8 million a year.
But surely something like St Paul's, which is an internationally recognised landmark, I mean, it's been in Hollywood movies, they've blown it up in Hollywood movies. It can't possibly, it's too big to fail, surely.
Well, it's not that it's too big to fail, in that, but surely the government, the Church of England, somebody between them, will make sure it doesn't fail. I mean, if you think about, I mean, I know certainly in our office, there's that copy of that very famous photograph of the height of the Blitz and smoke and fire everywhere and the Dome of St. Paul's rising above it as this sort of eternal symbol of London. It would be the ultimate irony if it, having survived that, it goes down to the fact that its roof is leaking and they can't afford to pay for it. But it surely, I mean, yes, I think the government will not allow it to fail. I mean, they've given it £3.3 million in their defence already from the Cultural Recovery Fund, but that's less than half of its annual running costs. I mean, you just think about the size of the building. The business of keeping it open is vastly expensive. And without tourists going to visit, there is just no money. You know, the church, I'm sure, are spread thinly, like all national institutions, but there might have to be difficult decisions, you know, cuts to things the cathedral does. There might have to be cuts to some of the plans to fix. I mean, they were going to fix the roof, I think, last year, and they put aside £15 million for it. That has obviously now gone just on paying for basically survival. So, you know, I mean, to be fair to St. Paul's, you know, the Dean said big decisions are coming. Something will have to give, you know, nothing is free. If we want, and we're all being encouraged to go out more and more in London, aren't we? And I'm sure in a couple of, you know, as time goes on, the pandemic, they will encourage international tourists to come back. You need things for them to be here to come back to. So surely they won't let St. Paul's close its doors.
No, and this is also coming in the very same week that Boris Johnson said he was considering a COVID memorial inside St. Paul's, isn't it?
Indeed. I mean, that's it. I mean, it is one of those places that it's central to the nation. You know, the fact that people think this is where we will have the COVID memorial says it all. It's one of the, as well as being a London landmark, it is central to the history of the nation. It's like Westminster Abbey, you know. You would have thought that when they suggested that to somebody at St. Paul's suggested back, that's marvellous. But, you're going to have to give us some money to make sure we can keep the doors open for people to come in and see it. So you would think these conversations were hopefully ongoing now and that, you know, progress is being made.
And I suppose what it shows is that in London, I guess around the UK as well, you really can't take anything for granted at all in this post-pandemic world, can you? I mean, there are genuine icons of the city that are closing right now.
Yeah, I mean, nothing has an eternal right to survive, does it? I mean, as you said, there are some things you'd hope would survive, but it comes down to money. All these places have lost out on a year's income, a year and a half's income, and it's just not sustainable. You know, we are going to lose an awful lot of things. I mean, hopefully new things will spring up in their place, but yes, we're going to lose a lot. But as you say, you would think somebody in a position of authority would say St. Paul's is on the list of things we cannot lose.
Even some of those little things that people kind of just like to point out when they have visitors down in London, like the Arthur Beale shop, the eccentric sailor shop, which went viral on Twitter not long ago as being a survivor of the pandemic, that's had to close.
Yes, I think they basically said a mixture of rising rents and the pandemic. But I mean, bizarrely, that shop, even though it sort of was tagged to sort of selling equipment, sort of sailors and mountaineers and adventurers, also, as far as I know, did a pretty brisk trade with the West End theatres, you know, which get through a lot of rope and that sort of thing. And obviously, they've not had that custom for a year, and I'm sure they could, you know, take that into lots of other sectors where they've lost custom. But no, I mean, it would be very, very sad if you miss those sort of places in London where, you know, you turn a corner and suddenly confronted with something that seems to sort of belong to another age. It is one of the great pleasures of walking, you know, through central London. So hopefully, I think they talked about relocating. Hopefully they won't go too far, but we will see.
And I'd imagine that a lot of those West End theatres, and I know you've spoken to lots of producers and actors, when it comes down to May 17th, when the country is about to reopen again, they must be desperate for London itself to come out in force, because as you said, the tourists aren't here. So if anyone's going to save this city, it's Londoners.
Yes, I mean, I think there is an element of, you know, use it or lose it, which sounds more of a threat than an enticement. But it's going to be on us for a year, maybe 2 years, before international tourism comes back, if things go on as we think they're going to go on. I mean, and I've just spoken to somebody now from the Society of London Theatre, and they have a lot of plans to try to entice people, you know, into the theatre and keep them coming back. Because I think there'll be an enthusiastic sort of bounce when we first come back, but that will not be enough to sustain it. It's going to have to be more regular, more sustained. But, you know, we're going to have to do our bit, basically.
And that's the leader. There's more on this in the newspaper and at standard.co.uk. We're back tomorrow at 4 p.m. Please hit follow to make sure you don't miss an episode.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.